UVA takes two L's, three games separated by 5 points. Jay Willie's coping mechanisms, the fresh question of the week, and more. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Jay Willie Show. I am Mark Jerome. And of course, the other gentleman on the screen is none other than the ACC's best associate head coach, Jason Williford. Jay Wills, what's happening? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you? I don't know if that title still holds. Not the way this season's going, Mark.
It does. It definitely does. By the way, you know we have a great sponsor, Rhines and Risers Jewelry. Have you gotten a chance to see my man Kev yet? You got 11 days left.
So I stopped in just the other day. I stopped in, got a poster autographed, gave it to both Kev and Jess. Had a chance to meet them, thank them for sponsoring the show and helping out. So it was good. Very nice jewelry store. I'm gonna have to go back. Let's just put it that way. At some point.
You mean prior to the 25th?
Yeah, maybe, but definitely I've got to go in. We've got birthdays and Christmas and Valentine's and all that stuff coming. So I told him, I promise I would be back. Yes.
I'm looking forward to, you know, we have an event down there in Charlottesville on the 15th of January that your child will be participating in. You may or may not be aware of it yet.
That my child?
Yep.
Okay.
Your son who goes to STAB.
Okay.
And so my man, Kevin, and I are planning to have drinks and I'm definitely going to be hitting that spot up.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not aware of this event that you're okay. Putting on.
We've been very secretive about it, but we'll start dropping dates and information gradually.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
How you feeling?
I'm good. My wife is, she just popped her head in, checking on me, making sure I'm okay.
Okay, good.
Quite honestly, she left her glass of wine. She's getting her glass of wine out of here. I'm gonna have to join her at some point.
You can do it now.
No, I'm good.
All right. Well, cheers to you and the crew.
You see the wine glass. There she is.
Hey, Cormina, what's happening? How you doing?
Hi, I'm well. How are you?
Good to see you.
Good to see you too.
Cheers. So we also have two tickets to give away to the next game.
Fairleigh Dickinson? Okay.
That's Saturday at 2, I believe.
Yes.
Yep. So we will have to come up with a question in a little while. Or maybe we'll let Dougie ask a question to the crowd.
The Doug ticket question of the day.
Yeah, well, the Doug question, the fresh question of the day is for you, but maybe we'll give him a chance because he can't just ask one question.
I know.
You know, one is one A, B, C through Z. So maybe
I'm pretty sure he's got a ton of questions for me since the last time we saw each other. So,
you know, he does.
I'm ready.
Besides the wine, what strategies are you using to handle three games separated by 5 points?
Yeah. film. Positive reinforcement, just being positive with the guys. It's been exam break, so we've had a chance to get in the gym and spend some extra time shooting and watching film and that type of thing. So just we're right there, Mark. I think, again, we're a work in progress, but we're so close. I get a little frustrated at times because I feel like there are times that we need to get stops and we can't get a stop where we've in the past been able to. But I feel like offensively, God, we're getting good looks, and the shots aren't going. And I think the guys just got to continue to have faith that they're going to knock it down. Get in the gym, shoot shots that you're going to shoot and get in games, and just have the confidence to take them. But we're getting good looks. I think if for nothing else, quality of shots have been good for us. I think we're getting quality shots. Now we just got to make them. I think we can go inside a little more. So, you know, put a little more emphasis on letting Gardner and Caden and Poppy touch the ball a little more. But man, when just got to step up. We got to step up and make some shots. But as far as coping, it doesn't help when I got to turn around and watch my Steelers who let me down week after week. The best thing going right now is my oldest is his season has started and getting a chance to watch him play a little bit. That's been fun. So had a chance to watch him. Got two games in.
You guys watch film together?
He and I. Mm-hmm. I critique him after the game on the ride home or during AAU when it was AAU after tournaments. And then I kind of leave it at that. but he's got film. I told him I wanted to watch some film with him. He's got a Huddle account. And so I told him I'd love to watch some film with him at some point. But I think he gets tired of my critiques. So I think mom will have to do that.
So in the car rides home, what's the tone? Is it intense? Is it relaxed? Is it poised?
It depends on the game, depends on what happened. Most of the time it's not relaxed. It's very intense. very matter of fact. I think he wishes I were more calm most of the time. But I know that for him to get to where he tells me he wants to go, it's a hard road. And so he has to understand that it's gonna be tough, it's gonna be hard and more mental than anything. If he can push through the mental, I mean, he's got some physical gifts, but I think it's the mental stuff he's gotta continue to get. And if I can push him that way, I'll be the bad guy. Cause I ultimately want to see him get to where he tells me he wants to go.
And then when you get home, are you guys clashing? Are you guys talking? Do you guys take a break from each other for a while? And then no, do you need an intermediary?
Normally once we air it out in the car, once we get home, it's pretty much done. Unless my dad or sister calls, cause they tend to watch and they watch on live stream and then they'll get me going again. And so then he's probably hearing me talk to them. But I have to remember he's young. He's a ninth grader. It's all new to him. But for the most part, I often have to catch myself and I shoot him a text, a day or two after, once he's on his way to school, and I tell him I'm proud of him and I just want what's best for him. But I get after him, it's especially after the heat of the moment. I'm like, we played Miller last night. Very good game, high school game for this region, a 4-point game. They had the game. I mean, they had a chance. Now Miller's a bigger team, a little older than them, but they had a chance to win that game. And it's a possession game. And I the ride home wasn't fun. And Cam doesn't help. Mark, my youngest, he sits in the back and he's like, "Dad, you gonna talk to him?" And he's like, he's egging me on, and so he doesn't help.
I'm gonna let that go because I'll comment a little bit, that your fact that you understand and you're aware that you're allowing your 13-year-old to egg you on.
He pushes my buttons, but here's the thing, he's like, "Well, you do that to me, you guys take it soft on him. Don't be soft on him." So, I've got to, when Cam gets it, Austin's got to get it. He's right.
I'm slightly familiar.
I'm pretty sure you are.
With those car rides and those conversations, post-game conversations. Sure. It was a little different because I was often the coach too. So, all right. Well, I'm sure he's going to do well. I'm really looking forward to watching him play. Can you watch him play here? He's a star in the making and continues to develop. Hopefully we'll see him at UVA in a couple of years.
All right, well, that he tells me he wants to play at this level, so and beyond. So I there's a lot that goes into that. So you know better than anyone.
And I got a little one on the way, so I'm trying to figure out if I'm going to put him and myself through this all over again. Ooh, I'm not sure I'm ready. All right. Hey, so let's take a look back at review to the Pittsburgh game and the JMU game. Going into that Pittsburgh game, how confident were you guys?
I think we go into every game, Mark, knowing that we got a chance. If we do the things we're supposed to do, take care of the ball, limit turnovers, get quality shots, no transition buckets, and rebound the ball. So when, you know, that's always our goal to play that way. And you know, we went in that game and we needed a bounce back, especially after, if I'm not mistaken, that was after the Iowa game. Correct. Is it right?
Correct.
To rewind it, get down, fight all the way back, take a lead to kind of lose the way we lost against Iowa. But having started that way, our focus was let's get off to a good start. Let's start well. Let's not sleepwalk in the first half, dig ourselves a hole. Let's get off to a good start. That was the main focus leading into that game. But also letting the guys know, like, throw out records, man. This is the first ACC game, regardless of what you think of your opponent, you know, who they play, their record. That's a scrappy group, well coached, good, you know, they want to play solid defense. And going into that game, they were defending and they were getting to the free throw line. They were attacking the basket, touching the paint, and shooting a ton of free throws. And so, you know, we just had to, you know, play principle pack defense, keep the ball out of the paint, not foul, and not give anything easy. But their big guy was a load. I mean, he was a handful. And then they made some shots, and, you know, very, very competitive game. You know, they went in that zone, and we had to figure out the zone, and a lot of stuff we're gonna see. But, you know, I don't know how we pulled that one out, I'll be honest. You know, we press, which we never hardly ever do. You know, you get a 5-second count, turn them over, get an and one. You know, a lot had to go right down the stretch for us to get that game and sneak that game. We execute an out of bounds under play, Gardner gets fouled, those scores a bucket, gets the and one, get it back again, and we get a miraculous hit the rim, every part of the rim bounce to eke out a win. So, but I thought it was a character. I thought it was a character win, not getting down, fighting back. You know, continue to find a way. We're growing. We're continuing to grow, and so we just kept battling.
Reese makes a tremendous play in that press, where he does not let the guard get the ball. That's so hard to do.
Well,
in front of your man.
And quite honestly, we hardly ever practice full court pressure. I mean, that is a, you know, that's something we traditionally don't do. You know, we got speed and quickness at the guard spot where we can, you know, if we need to push up, you know, and deny and do that. Both Kihei and Reese are good at that. But the guys having to execute that late game like that, I thought they did a phenomenal job. So maybe we can tell Tone we got to put in a press and a zone defense. He may good luck getting that in.
You know, you're just giving Dougie information. You're arming Dougie right now. More questions. Hey, so what is your, you know, you guys take a 10-point lead in the first half or early in the second half against Pitt, and you got to probably be feeling pretty good and saying, okay, we're getting it going now. And they just claw back. By the way, we have Johnny Carpenter's keys to the game, his scouting report before every game now. And it is so on target. right? It is so right on. And he talked about Pittsburgh's ability to get to the free throw line. And they got to the line quite a bit. I mean, they had 16 free throws.
Yeah.
5-7 for us
mm-hmm.
on the road.
Well, they have been doing that all year. I watched and I don't do as many scouts as I've done in the past, but I watched a ton of those games leading up to, playing Pitt. And knowing the staff, I know those guys really well. And I knew they were going to be prepared, but I also knew that they were going to make us guard and small ball, put the ball on the floor, attack, just tell their guards be in attack mode and try to touch the paint. And they had some kids again that stepped up. They weren't a great three-point shooting team coming into it, but they banged a couple threes. The big kid was a load. We had to double. And when we doubled, he was able to get the ball out and guys made plays. So yeah, they hung in there. We missed shots during the stretch where we couldn't make some shots, and they got back in the game, and it was just nip and tuck.
They shot 50% from 3, 8-16. Achilles heel for UVA, the three ball.
When teams are making the three, we haven't been able to defend. In the losses, I'm assuming we're giving up a ton of three-point shots in the losses that we've had.
Not against JMU?
Well, JMU was a different animal. I know we'll get to that, but in that particular game, I thought we defended the way we needed to. We just didn't score. Our defense, we held them. Our defense was what it should have been. We didn't score enough, but I thought our defense was okay, especially in that environment. Man, that was a fun basketball environment. It was, for the first time in a long time, I wish I had a uniform on again. I want like that, like it had me ready to play. I love it when it's like that. And, our guys, they got to be ready for that. But that was a fun basketball environment. So, yeah.
We'll stay on the topic of environments before we go back to one or two questions about Pitt. When you talk about environments in college basketball, you got JMU, Duke, VCU.
Well, and so in what our guys, and a lot of them are new, this is all like, Reese hadn't been in an arena with fans up until this year, So for some of those guys, it's new. But anytime you play an in-state rival or in-state school on their home court, you're gonna get what that was all about. I mean, they were ready from the time we walked in the building, pregame shooting, before we even stretch or do anything. Their fans, the students are there, they're calling us all kind of names. It was electric. And so, you go to a Duke, you go to a Louisville, NC State, you name it. In the league, you're going to get that. And so I thought it was awesome. VCU's got an environment. Virginia, I mean, you go to that barn, man, at Tech, and those students are going to be on you. So it was good from that standpoint, a learning experience, and being in that. And that was why we did it. That's why we scheduled that game to get us ready early for something like that. But then you got to shake off all of that once the ball's jumped. And you got to go in and you got to be confident and make shots and take shots and look at the rim. And, I thought we defended, couldn't get a stop down the stretch. Give them credit down the stretch.
Hold up on that, because I want to come back to JMU in a little bit. I want to stay with Pitt first.
Okay.
And I want to go in a little bit in order. So in the Pitt game, you got to start feeling a little confident, go up by 10, start feeling good. What do you think about the defense?
God, I, I'm, put that game out of my mind right now, to be honest. I thought we were okay. You know, there's certain areas we've got to continue to work on collectively. Certain guys got to continue to close out, guard the ball, not get beaten so easily. And then our ball screen coverage has got to be, I think our ball screen coverage where we're helping off ball, guys are in the right positions. We got to continue to work at that. We made it an emphasis, you know, during this exam break to kind of get back to the fundamentals of what the pack line are all about. And just keeping the ball out of the paint, everybody rallying to the ball, scrambling on ball screen situations, scrambling if we're post trapping, that type of thing. I think it's just, we got to just keep going through it, Mark. We're new in a lot of different areas. And guys got to, they got to getting the experience that they're getting because they're all playing a ton of minutes. They've got to be better as we move further into the season.
All right, down 4, 16 seconds left. Is the wind sucked out of you? Are you like, I can't believe this?
No. Quite honestly, it's like, get up the floor. It's desperation mode, deny. Don't let the ball in. You know, we got a foul, we foul, but we catch a break. I mean, we get now that may have been a little quick on the count. But we catch a break. And the guys executed when they needed to. They executed our OB underplays. And we had put that one in, particularly this year. This first, you know, some of the stuff we've got from years past, but that was a zone. They were in that 2-3 zone, and we put that in against that zone, and we were able to get a look.
Who's responsible for the baseline out of bounds plays?
I don't know if I can take full responsibility for that one. I have been the last few years, but Coach Vandross actually saw that maybe when we were up in Jersey and we put that in. Leaving Jersey for Jersey, and then we've had it ever since. So I'll give old credit for that one. he said, look at this. You got to look at this against the zone. I think this is pretty effective. It works. So
I don't know how many come from behind victories are in the lifeline of UVA, but there's, you know, Wake Forest, there's Louisville. There's Pitt. I'm not even going to count the 3 games. And I still say 4 in the tournament run because that Oregon game was a tough game.
Well, that was a tough game, but it wasn't in the balance like those others were. Like, I thought we pulled away with time on the clock, but those others came down to the wire. But, yeah, a lot. My wife even said it. She was like, "That anything's possible. Remember the Louisville game." You know, so ever since then, she's, you know, She's like, no, you guys just keep playing to the final second.
And you can't forget Darius Thompson's. And I'm probably missing. I know I'm missing a couple. Thompson's shot against Wake Forest and that incredible comeback. Yeah, but you know, I'm watching that Pitt game and I'm going, I'm stunned. I'm going, no, like this can't happen, right? It's a regular season game, and anybody can lose. Anybody can win.
But anything's possible, and again, those guys, you know, they pride themselves on being, you know, a good ACC program and trying to build it the right way. And you got to be ready on any given day, any given night. You got to be ready to, especially conference games, league games. You know, you got to protect home. So, you know, we'll chalk that one up as a good home win. You know, win home games and then try to steal a few on the road. And you look up and, you know, you're having a good season. So
on to JMU a few days later. And are you looking at, like, the three, clearly, like, the difference, the huge difference in all of this is the 3-point shooting.
Yeah.
Right? When you guys shoot it well, I don't know if there's a team that you can't play with. And when you don't shoot it well, which has been the case often with this group.
Shots, right?
Yeah. 4 for 21 against Pitt. JMU was worse, I think. How do you fix that? What do you do? I mean, I know it's, you know, stay in the gym and keep practicing. I mean, at some point, I got to believe.
We got to bring Dr. Rotella back in or something. I don't know. But that's all you can do, Mark. You gotta. Oh, I lost you. Can you see me?
Yep, I can see you and hear you.
Okay, you gotta just believe. The guys gotta believe that they will snap out of it. And I just keep working. I mean, you can't stop. You can't hang your head. You can't get down on yourself. You just gotta keep plugging away. And at some point, the law of averages are gonna be on our side. I hope.
Yep. You mentioned earlier talking about JMU and the stops. They hit 4 tough shots late in the game with 2 minutes left.
I thought one was a questionable no call, but outside of that, give those kids credit.
They talk about the travel in the paint.
I thought it, not the last shot, but the one before that. I thought that could have gone either way. But yeah, you got to give them credit, man. When they needed to step up and make a play, they absolutely did. And I thought for the most part, we were there. You know, maybe you bother, you can test a little more. But I thought our guy, I mean, I'll give Gardner some credit. I mean, he's working, he's sliding. I thought he moved his feet. We couldn't get that one stop or make that big shot, because I thought we got some good looks too.
Yep, the kid Molson had 8 points the entire game. Six of them coming with 2 minutes and 12 seconds left to go in the game.
Down the stretch. How about that?
But I will say this. I couldn't watch the first. I had practice or a game, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. And I'm watching the game, following up on my with my phone as I'm coming home. And I see the score. We only have 11 points. And I'm going something. I'm like clicking my phone, tapping it to make sure that, like, ESPN.
You're like, this can't be right. Right.
Cannot be right. This is what we do to teams. We suffocate teams when they don't score 10 points and a half. And I look back at Harvard and Yale a couple of years ago. This is not how we play.
Right. No, I couldn't believe that's all we had. But again, I keep telling them, we're going to have droughts where we don't score. It's just the nature of this group. But we can't have, we just got to keep getting stops. Keep getting stops. I thought there was a stretch where they, you know, we turned it over, took some ill-advised shots, and they went down and got some buckets on us. But that's a hard way to play when you just don't see it go in, and you're trying to just stay positive, stay the course, keep defending when you know you're struggling so much. Offensively, but we're gonna have to keep doing that.
Yeah. What's the halftime speech against JMU when you guys are down 24-11? 24-14.
We cut it to 10. We actually, I think Kihei hit a three right before the half.
Yep.
So, hey, we're lucky to be only down 10, right? Stay with it. That's the only thing we know how to do, is continue to stay with what we do. We'll make shots, keep getting stops. And, you know, we fought back and we took the lead again, right? We get the lead.
I think there were 5 or 6 lead changes in the second half.
Yeah. And, you know, we had an opportunity. But again, having to fight back so hard, and then you get that crowd. You get that crowd on your side late. You know, that was a fun environment, like I said, but tough. You know, you got to make shots in that setting. You got to get stops in that setting. You're probably not going to get those calls, right? Because the refs are saying, hey, we got us a good ball game. Let's play. You create your own breaks, and we just couldn't get it done. But yeah. they did a good job. They spaced the floor. Again, small ball is something we're gonna have to, we missed that combination forward that can, you know, switch all of those ball screens. And we had to adjust on the fly there. You know, we're switching, we're doing some stuff that we traditionally wouldn't normally do, switching ball screens, that type of thing. But it gave us a chance. And in those settings, you gotta do whatever you need to do to give yourself a chance.
When you're watching film, are you looking at reviewing the game and saying, we should have done this differently as coaches? What could you have done differently that would maybe have given yourself a chance, a better, put yourself in position of, I mean, you know, you shot 4 for 26, right? Missed 22 threes.
Well, and that's where I think if you want to critique, you know, I'm hard on myself. You maybe throw it inside. And looking at it on film, I mean, we got guys that are posting up and we're not even looking at them. So, you know, maybe give those guys a few more touches in there. Use your advantage as far as your girth and your size on the interior to give them a chance to maybe score. Maybe drive, try to get to the line. But the reason we got so many threes, they did a good job clogging up the paint. They basically dared us to make those. And if you make threes, then we'll tip our hat and you guys beat us. And kudos to you, basically, is what it looked like their game plan was, right? You know, we're going to crowd the paint. We're not going to let you get in there. And if you make threes, so be it.
They didn't make too many threes either. JMU.
No, I thought like I said earlier, I thought we did a very good job of defending. I mean, we defended. There you are. We defended like we needed to. Our offense just wasn't there that night. But our defense, I thought, like that defense holding that team to that, because they had been scoring some points. I mean, they played well. They were good offensively. You know, to hold them to whatever that final was, it was 50, 60, something like that.
52. They had 52.
Yeah, so I thought defensively we did enough. I just didn't think our offense traveled. It didn't come over the mountain with us.
Yeah, I mean, they score. They put up points. They don't. I mean, they score in the 70s typically. But you know, that's the staple of UVA defense. I saw Dougie Fresh's little son had a shirt, a UVA shirt that says "I get stops." I love that shirt.
That's right.
I gotta pick up one of those. You know, we're talking a lot about shooting, and I do want to congratulate Steph Curry for breaking the record tonight.
Did he break it?
He broke it early in the game.
I think it was planned this way that everything happens in New York, right? For whatever reason.
It
has to happen in New York, right? I think the NBA, I know, like I think they, yeah, this is my conspiracy. They wanted the record to be broken at MSG, right? So This is par for the course. New York is the, you know, NBA headquarters, you know, the mecca of basketball. We'll have Steph break it in New York. So, and Malcolm did a good job the other night of guarding them, not letting them get the record on them. So
last night, yeah,
they should have beat them last night. It was a 2-point game, I think.
Real good game. I was watching that because check out Malcolm. And I think it was Grant Hill that was doing the announcing. Malcolm had a bucket. And I think Grant says, wahoo wah, right?
Yeah. So,
Grant is
that dude should have been a wahoo. He's a local. He's a Virginia boy, man. I tell him that every time I see him. It came down to us and Duke.
Wow.
Yeah.
Such a good dude. I really had enjoyed getting to know him at the Final Four. Yeah. He was awesome. You know, Steph has undoubtedly revolutionized the game, right? The NBA game. How has he impacted the way you guys recruit?
How has he? I don't know if he necessarily has. I think he's impacted today's youth, right? He's given a lot of guys that are 6'2 and under, 6'3 and under, you know, confidence and knowing that if I can handle the ball and shoot the ball from three with that kind of accuracy and that range, that there's a place for me in today's NBA, right? So I think he, I think a lot of kids look up to him and idolize him in that regard. And in turn, has really put a premium on shooting. And I think kids are getting back to, it's not just crossovers and one mixtapes anymore. It's can I make some shots? And shooting has become a high priority. And for us, you know, we've got to go out and recruit that. We've got to continue to get shooters, guys like we've had, your kid, Kyle, Dre, London, guys like Joe, that can shoot the rock, score from three.
Best three-point shooter that you know of, that you've seen at UVA?
At UVA?
Yep.
Best three-point shooter. Two dudes in particular, well, three come to mind. Joe developed that and got that later, and he was a good three-point shooter for us. But Curtis Staples, who I played with, shot the cover off the three. And then Ty and Kyle would be the three guys, Curtis, Ty, and Kyle.
I don't know if I've ever seen, maybe J.J. Redick, someone catch and shoot like Kyle.
Well, that was Curtis Staples.
Yeah.
I mean, we ran him off of triples and staggers and pin downs. And, I mean, he could catch, square, shoot, very similar to, now it wasn't textbook. Trust me, his form wasn't textbook. But as far as like moving and shooting, being able to get it off, square up in the air and shoot the curls, all of that. That dude could really shoot. And I only played with him for 1 year, but he impressed the hell out of me that 1 year. And obviously he had, he set a record up for a while with three pointers.
Locker room access is offering opportunities for people to purchase time to spend with players with NIL.
Okay.
So somebody is suggesting, maybe it might be Dougie himself, that he spend time with a couple of
Does he want to spend time with Reese? Of course it's Reese. Who else? Fresh, there are more than, there's 15 other dudes on the team, Fresh.
Let's bring Dougie on now so he can, he's so excited. You know, he can't wait. I'm sorry. I can't believe his patience and his constraint to not come on. But you know what, Dougie, I just, look at that smile. Look
how there he is.
He's ready to go.
I'm trying to find
Dougie, I got my bell ready.
I'm trying to find the raise your hand button.
I can't find it. This is my every time I try to do something, it says my internet is unstable. I think
that's TW. That's because that's Jersey. You got to get out of Jersey.
Absolutely right about that. Where's Charlottesville at? So you Dougie, guys, welcome. You got
Dougie, by the way, I'm wearing the Dougie Fresh shirt.
That's right, number 11. Let's go, Malachi. I'm all over the map, not surprisingly. I absolutely do want to come down and spend time with the shooters. Am I allowed to give my input to what I see, Jay, or not? Is that just the moment?
Dougie, you're here to ask the fresh question of the week.
You can I want to ask myself input. A question. What do I see in the three-point shooting?
You can give your input. Does your
around the horn. Guys are not going up and down to the same spot, right? Steph Curry can do that. Certain people, I couldn't do it. I see a lot of guys shooting, and they fade left. Or maybe they're getting back on D before they, you know, you stay with your shot type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Reese specifically, he tends to, he brings his head back when he shoots.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was always taught like little, not technical things, but more like shoot the ball into the basket, right? Like you're going to the basket.
Mm-hmm.
A fadeaway is a fadeaway. Michael Jordan can do that. Shooting the three like Ty just sat there. You know, Kyle was a different animal. But little things. Guys seem to be falling off their shots when they go in. And Armand is good. All right, fresh question of the week anyway. And you mentioned being able to kind of press on the fly, you know, kind of tongue in cheek. Do we put a zone in? I think you should, but that's another story. Do you ever talk about?
Hey, Fresh, I've been trying to do this for 13 years.
Okay, good. So my 4 seconds are going to mean nothing. I get it again.
Right. Good luck.
That's fine. But the other thing too, what about Jay selectively running? Not Lakers showtime. Not even a secondary break. Let's say a long rebound comes out. You have Reese. You have Kihei. You know, I think guards are better sometimes when the big guys are behind them on defense. What about just say, take those and
so
get out of my mind?
No. So it's funny. And I know we get crushed on pace and style and all of that, but we have a rule. Steals and long rebounds go.
Right.
But I think what happens is our guys are working so hard to defend that's their chance to like, whew, I get a rebound. All right, now, and they become more deliberate. But
we've
always had, and I mean, you could talk to all of our former guys. We try to emphasize steals, let's go, and guard rebounds, long rebounds, let's go get it. If we can get an easy one. Now we want a layup. You know, we don't want to shoot a crazy
for sure.
Dribble down, jack a three, nobody back.
You can always dribble the layup back out if it doesn't work, right?
That has always been a rule for those guys to do that. And I agree. I think, you know, however we can get easier baskets, we need to be able to get those. But again, I think it's a result of you know, them working so hard on the defensive end that they don't even want to push it. And we could probably emphasize it, but we do. I mean, we've always had that rule. You know,
what's that? What's the football thing? You get a pick six, you go right back on the field.
Right.
I didn't think about that. I that's just some of the things I see. Anyhow, part two.
That's your sharp basketball mind, Fresh.
I see it. You know, I'm all in. I didn't even know about Steph's thing tonight. Mark kind of took my question, but you did. You know, you answered what I thought. Just Steph has 2,974, and I didn't know except I was watching Malcolm as you guys were last time. Malcolm was good. He missed two free throws. He's very mad at himself. End of the third quarter. That'll never happen again. So. And you're kind of a third through the season, I guess, right? This is like, I know you guys have 25 new guys. You lost 25 guys. You probably took you like the first 4 weeks to learn everybody's name. But kind of toward the bottom half of the rotation, which changes every game, right? You have your six or seven or whatever it is. I see, can I say names of players? Tane, Igor, McCorkle.
And there's one more. I guess Cody. They're kind of like, you know, might play three, might play seven, might play 12 minutes. Are you seeing any set? And Malachi, you know, gave us really good minutes. I thought looks great on the court. He also wears a great number 11.
That's my old high school number. By the way, I wanted 11, Fresh. I couldn't get that. That was my high school
number. Because of me?
Because of you. Yeah, so I doubled it up. I doubled it up and went with Crotty's number after he graduated.
Stop. It's funny you say that because I was 22 in high school. And I told the guys, I was like, Coach Holland, if I commit, I need 22.
Being well, then we should have made the switch, Fresh.
We never even talked about it. I never knew that. I pictured you as 22, man, all day. You did fine in 22. What's your preferred number now?
I'm 22 all day, every day now. Exactly. Deuce, so same deuce, deuce.
And for the record, Marky, my son has a shirt that says get stops or whatever it says on it, which is a TW special. That dude's getting no stops. He's like, he's playing for old school Arkansas, just 40 minutes of havoc. It's just havoc everywhere around here. So, but what about those minutes? Is there like, my question is, do you see separation or got, are some guys, you can name names, you don't have to. At this point, okay, figuring it out and he's going to.
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment, Fresh. I think you're seeing that, right? We're. You know, those guys are competing to earn those minutes.
Yep.
You know, and no one is kind of taking the reins on those. And, you know, if you know Tony and you've been around the program, you know they're constantly getting evaluated every practice.
Yep.
In every game situation. So I think, you know, you'll continue to see that rotation. I think Poppy has kind of established himself as the backup five, and
sure.
You know, then from there, you know, those guys are working and they're competing to get those, you know, those minutes off the bench. So I think it's a good thing to have. I think, you know, you want to see some consistency in play and guys kind of step up and embrace those roles. So, you know, we're going to continue to work.
Good. Locker room access is seeing it clear over here, Jay. Assist to have, we'll check for that question, by the way.
Assist to have.
You know, have likes to see the dudes that don't get real time, get time so they can develop. And he talks about that a lot on the show. So it's an interesting point for sure.
You guys are seeing it right. That's why you played at this level.
All right, good.
You know what you're doing.
That's it.
Dougie, you like a center, you know, every center's dream is to play point guard. Almost every center's dream is to play point guard, right?
For sure.
Especially nowadays.
Yes.
Your dream, I'm gonna give you your dream right now. You get to ask another question, but not a question to Jay Wills. A question to the audience for the two-ticket giveaway. I'd like to stay on the three-point theme.
Okay, I got a good one.
But not something that people could look up. It might take a little effort.
I have a good one. How about this? 1992-1993 season. Thank goodness I had the lead.
You just gave them the answer, Fresh. Now they're going to go to the 92-93 season.
So I'll always be in the record book. So you would naturally think I'd be what? The best free throw percentage on the team. I'm not going to tell you who it is, but I know. And it was by like 0.5 of a free of a thing. It's not Corey. The team had Corey Alexander, Junior Burrow, Jason Williford. Help me out here. Havlicek.
Ted Jeffries, Cornell.
Cornell was a good free throw shooter. Ted was a very good free throw shooter, a very good shooter, actually.
Yuri Barnes.
Yep. So if you want to, you can't look the thing up and cheat.
But hold on, Dougie, I'm gonna veto that. But also okay. You broke up a little bit. I want to do something where people have to take where it requires a little effort. So I'd like to go with who is the best three-point shooter in UVA history, and why?
It's like an essay form.
Yeah, a sentence or two.
All right, how do they And how do they submit to the project?
It's up to Locker Room Access Crew to determine who the winner is.
Okay. Which means you and TW.
Because, you know, normally, Dougie, I think that, you know, you'd be right. But with so much access through social media and electronic media, yeah, it's so easy to look up.
Well, can I give the answer to the question?
What's that?
Can I give the answer then to the question on air here?
You can answer the question, but I think it's going to collectively be, and I think this is, as T-Dub says, should go to the forums. You have to put it on the forum.
No, he's talking about,
the free throw.
The free throw. I'm sorry. Okay. Go ahead, Dougie. Right,
who do you think the answer was? Corey Alexander, basically an All-American, great shooter. TJ didn't miss many free throws, I don't think. Jay Willie playing three and four intermittently, some two, a lot of two actually. Who? Cornell. Jay, you know?
I just talked to the big fella, Big Ted, last night.
Nice.
Yeah.
Best.
We were talking about his son. Yeah.
He's
down there playing for Coach Chris Slade at Pace Academy.
That's a guy right there, Slade. Sure. And Jay, I saw your son. I'm going to tell you something about the huddle thing. Sorry. Mark, I need you to answer the question, the free throw. I'll tell you what's great about that huddle tool, because my son used it. Like you talked about, he can watch his game, make him edit his own stuff. I mean, these kids can do it, right? My son would come home every game, edit, make a highlight. You know, they like their highlights. They fall in love with that for sure. But yo, Austin's got a nice, nice stroke, man. He stands tall on it, looks in the rim,
we up need and down. We needed one late. He had a wide open corner three late. I needed that thing to go in.
Hey, that's part of it, right?
He looks like he could play for us right now. Shooting bricks.
But Marky, the free throw question was Jason Williford.
Wow.
I'm going to say he was like 78.7. I was 78.3.
Did but that was on know? That was probably on 25 attempts, press.
Jay, stop, man. I talk up here in New York like I scored 25 a game. Don't do that. People think I like got buckets.
I bet I didn't take 40 free throws that year.
Did you know you had the highest percent that year? Do you remember that?
I remember. TP that told me
you got
me
the
that.
Plaque.
Yeah, TP told me that. Yeah. Right, that was that the year we were up at Syracuse in the NCAA tournament?
Yep, sure was.
Yeah,
yep.
That I remember going into that tournament because Tom whispered in my ear. He said, "Hey, just keep shooting your free throws. You're gonna make free throws."
That's funny, so, right?
Say again.
That's funny. He would always. I told these guys he'd always come over to me on the bench and be like, "Hey, Dougie, why don't you shoot one of those 3-point shots?" Like in the middle of the game, I'm like, "What?" You know, just go shoot one of those 3-point shots if you find it. I was like, all right, I'll shoot a three.
He did. He said to me, he said, "Hey, you're going to make free throws for us. You're shooting at a high clip."
You were.
Yeah.
You were. You came on, man, that tournament. Big time. And that last third of the year. All right. We'll get off in 92, 93.
Thanks again. I go on. Dougie, always great to have you on. We will see you Saturday.
Saturday for the game, of course.
Awesome.
And get ready, January 15th, Seville.
Uh-oh.
Yep, we'll come in strong.
Uh-oh. I'm curious as to what – I got to find out what's going on.
You know, I found out about this with Tom Henske. I didn't even know, man. That's how on the DL it is. Henske told me.
Uh-oh. All right.
All right, details soon. All right, Dougie. Talk to you soon, bro.
All right, Fresh. Good to see you.
The always entertaining Dougie. Dougie Fresh. He's great. What is your favorite nickname?
Mine?
Yeah, that people call you?
Jay Willie.
Because we had what's his name on that played at Maryland last year? As a surprise guest?
Walt,
who calls you Willie.
Yeah.
And Dougie just referred to somebody else that called you Willie.
So I've been Jay Ford, Jay Willie, Willie. I prefer Jay Willie, but I answered it almost anything.
Okay. I appreciate that. All right. Another great show. Thanks so much for being so candid. We really appreciate your transparency. What are we looking for on Saturday?
Hopefully we're rested, ready to go out of exam break. That we shoot and play with a little more confidence on the offensive end. The willingness to look at the rim, take shots, make or miss, get quality shots, defend our butts off, and you know, just try to get back to a semblance of who we are, as far as, you know, UVA defense and offense, where we go hand in hand. They complement each other. I think the guys are ready. I know they'll be itching to play. You know, we'll have to get some rust off early. 10 days is, you know, anytime you're just used to playing games, you know, 2-3 games in a week, 10 day break is different. So I think we'll get some rust off, but hopefully we get a few fans in the stands, and you know, we come out ready to play. It's exciting. It's exciting times for us moving forward, because we're heading into ACC play. We got Fairleigh Dickinson first, but then we get into ACC play. You know, as we move forward, exciting times in the department. We got a new football coach. We're excited about that. Had a chance to meet him. Hopefully we can bounce back and we're ready to fight and compete, and be more blue collar. I think we got to be more blue collar. You know, we always talk about we're a blue collar program. We got to get back to being that, tough mentally, tough physically, and just playing that way.
All right. You got the 18th FDU, the 22nd Clemson. Wishing you the best on both those games. Folks, thanks everybody for watching. Once again, we are sponsored by Ryan's and Rogers. Kev says it was great seeing you, and I'm looking forward to hanging out with him in January. All right, Jay Wills. Look forward to talking to you soon. Best of luck.
Mark, thanks, buddy.
Talk to you soon.
Yeah.